very seconds, at 7:20 and 30 seconds, Punxsutawney Phil, the seer of seers, prognosticator of prognosticators, emerged reluctantly but alertly in Punxsutawney, PA, and stated in Groundhoggies, "I definitely see a shadow." Sorry, folks. 6 more weeks of winter.
But wait, it's not true. He didn't see a shadow. Early spring. Welcome aboard the Amy Beth Berkley Show. We meet together a mosaic of voices from the arts, pop culture, personal growth, and justice. How are you? Yeah, early spring. It's already been an early spring, but never mind. Hey, did you stay up for all the raucous Iowa caucus recaps? Woo! We'll talk about all of that. Inspiration to action, challenge success stories, and yeah, some great music to round things out. Hope you're listening live. It is the first Tuesday in February 2016, 9 a.m. out west, 11 central, noon here in the east, number in motion 347-857-4505, and it's a 24/7 proposition at Twitter at AB Wright's Facebook page, if you want to do a lot of talking and you want to do it with your fingers. Aurora is commandeering that. The show today brought to you in part by AT&T, mobilizing your world, and also by PopNet Arts, Culture, and Conversation, on air, online, 24/7. PopNet now features select editions of the Amy Beth Arkley Show. Well, we'll talk about the upsets, the fallout, and a couple of folks who dropped out. That's all coming up. It's our coffee clatch. Yeah. Our coffee clatch. We have little glitches right here. Iowa caucus raucous recap edition on the Amy Beth Arkley Show. Welcome aboard.
on Badfinger on the Amy Beth Arkley Show every 4 years. Everyone comes to Iowa with big expectations and dreams, and it's over. Well, not quite, because they're still counting the Democratic votes. Hillary and Bernie, deadlocked. I think it's been 49.9 for Hillary and 49.6 for Bernie, with a .06 for Martin O'Malley since 1 o'clock in the morning. Wow, crazy. And just to watch it, it's kind of mesmerizing. It's so crazy, old-school, funny to see how this caucus thing works. I'm not even sure how it works. They explained it a couple of times, and it's still convoluted. We go through this every 4 years. But it's very old-school. They write little things on paper. They have old post office bins. I mean, it's kind of a woozy deja vu back to 2000 when they were counting Chads. Remember that in the contested 2000 presidential election? It really doesn't matter. It's a tie, which, of course, is a huge win for Bernie Sanders, and pretty much a win for Hillary Clinton, too, because the recent polls had her down, and everybody thought, well, Bernie's going to win both Iowa, and, of course, it looks like he's definitely going to win New Hampshire next week. So we'll see. It's interesting how the two Democrats are head-to-head, and their styles are so different than that of the very crowded, but becoming less crowded every minute, I guess, Republican field. Upset City, was it? Ted Cruz first predicted to win, and then it looked like Trump was going to overtake him. But Ted Cruz won pretty substantially with like 28% to Donald Trump's 25%. And Marco Rubio right on the heels of Trump in number third slot. In fact, Marco Rubio did a big victory dance, had the biggest victorious speech, and kind of a snotty one too if you're a Democrat, but never mind. Even more of a bigger speech than Ted Cruz, because now the odds makers give Marco Rubio a 56.7% chance of landing the nomination on that better than predicted third place finish. Go figure. Well, you can figure, because the Iowa winners, particularly on the Republican side, don't fare all that well, at least the last couple of cycles. Think about it. Mike Huckabee, who, by the way, just dropped out of the race officially last night, won in 2008. And 2012, Rick Santorum, by 8 votes, yeah, 3 weeks later, we get it, he finished last, but he hasn't officially dropped out yet, as far as I know. Rick Santorum, master of delusion, as I guess all politicians are, and all people to some extent. Yesterday on one of the cable shows earlier in the day, predicted that he would have a surprise for people. Well, maybe he came in worse than he thought was a big surprise. But that, in fact, the fact that he won Iowa 4 years ago by eight votes, but it was only awarded that win 3 weeks after the fact, really derailed his campaign. And, in fact, he would have definitely got the nomination in his mind and probably would have been sitting there having the conversation with Air Force One waiting for him, because he would have won the presidency. You know, we all create our own mythology. I love it. What's your take on what happened last night and what the future holds for the campaign? Reach out via Twitter, AB Wright's phone line, 347-857-4505. It's sure fun to watch as a spectacle. I will say Donald Trump came in second. He was there with all his family. He really expected to run Iowa and, in fact, run the table. He still may win, of course. As we said, Iowa, not necessarily crucial. But he was deflated. He was fairly gracious in his concession speech. Of course, then he manufactured some erroneous polls that nobody ever heard of. His secret double probation polls would show that how he trounces Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders or whoever they put up there, even though that's not really true in the polls that are really out there in the world. But he has been radio silent, as far as I know, up until about an hour ago anyway, on Twitter. He usually incessantly tweets, hasn't done it yet. Is he resetting his campaign and kind of, as he's been inching towards a kinder, gentler version of himself, for the rest of the campaign? We'll see what happens, because it's intriguing to watch. And by the way, you get what you give. Reach out via Twitter, AB Wright's phone line, 347-857-4505. Listen to the lyrics of this one from the New Radicals.
Thank you. Well, I don't know if all that's true, 'cause you got me, and baby, I got you. Hey, I got you, babe. I got you, babe. They say our love won't pay the rent, for it's earned, our money's all been spent. I guess that's so we don't have a plot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we got. Babe, I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got flowers in the spring. I got wear my ring, and when I'm sad, you're a clown, and if I get scared, you're always around. Oh, let them say your hair's long, 'cause I don't care, with you I can't go wrong. Then put your
hero. I was shot twice in the Tribune.
I read where you were shot 5 times in the tabloids.
It's not true. He didn't come anywhere near my tabloids.
Like a labyrinth plate of gold God made from soil and air and water. You go to bed at 9 o'clock and you're up again at 4. Mama's cooking breakfast and Daddy's giving chores. Way back home where the North folk roam with a spirit like no other. It's row after row of American gold. Mothers, sisters, fathers, and brothers. It's different in this country. It's peace and love and corn. Thank God that I'm from Iowa. Thank God that I was born. There's a 500,000 acres here. Cities far away. Once I thought of leaving, but this is where I'll stay. Cause you don't find folks to love like this. You can't find folks this warm. Thank God that I'm from Iowa. Thank God that I was born. Trucks roll down dusty roads filled with golden tons, like an old line from a movie. If you grow it, they will come and reap the roads of sweat and toil before the winter's storm. Thank God that I'm from Iowa. Thank God that I was born. I was born.
Yeah, that's a great song. Josh Connor, an Iowa song on the Amy Beth Arkley Show, and we'll see you 4 years down the road, Josh. Great song. Great people out there. They love the spectacle every 4 years, or do they? Yeah. And a couple of songs for the groundhog. And for all those polls and reporters and watchers who were lumbering their way out of Iowa after a long, endless, sleepless night on their way to the next party in the Granite State next week, New Hampshire primary. Wow. I'm only sleeping. We'll send that one out to Ben Carson from The Vines. Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go from Wham. And, yeah, a not-so-forgotten 45, a few people on the same page here, including Pierce, Elena, and the Kentucky Kid who wanted to hear the tune that Bill Murray kept waking up to over and over again in the classic 93 comedy Groundhog Day. It's Sonny and Cher, of course, and I've Got You, Babe. Hey, I got you on the Twitter feed at AB Wright. Sammy saying, really enjoy the coverage, except the cable people are too enthusiastic. Well, yeah, because it's kind of like their blizzard. Like the weather people go crazy over a blizzard. Well, the cable TV news folks go orgasmic over these caucuses and primaries, for sure. I have to say something about the coverage, though. I couldn't take MSNBC. I love Chris Matthews and some of the other folks, but Rachel Maddow and Brian Williams together? He's got to go. That's my opinion. I don't know about you. I don't think he needs to have that gig. So I was mostly flicking over to CNN. Billy says, you know, Bernie's for your heart, Hillary's for your head. How do you reconcile? Well, that's a good question, and that's going to be up to the Democrats. And I love the vigorous campaign. I love their style. I hope Bernie continues to take the high road. A lot of people said, well, if he went more negative, maybe he could have actually won or have a bigger decisive victory. I don't think he should do it. Show the contrast. Say your message. Go for it. But keep the high road, Bernie, because that's what I think people like about you. He's a lovable curmudgeon. One thing that was interesting was some people on the cable chat roundup on CNN were saying that Hillary shouted and she was angry. I think she shouted because it was a big crowd. But women, of course, are seen as angry and shrill. And thank you to former Philadelphia Mayor Michael Nutter, who is one of the commentators, who said you got to be careful about that when you're calling out a woman for shouting. But nobody shouts at Bernie. And this other conservative chick, I don't know her name, said, well, it works for Bernie. Everybody loves him for that or expects that of him. But with Hillary, we're going to call her out. Hillary cannot catch a break. And some of it may be sexism and some of it may be Clinton fatigue. I don't know what it is, but be reasonable about it. So it's intriguing. I didn't think I heard a little bit of her speech anyway. She didn't sound angry. She did sound like she was shouting like they all do. Trump was actually gracious at the beginning. He said he loves Iowa, so I see him toning things down a bit, and he might buy a farm here, you know, all that kind of stuff. Rubio cracks me up, though. Man, he's taken that victory lap, and it may work for him. Maybe he will, in fact, be the establishment's answer. I long predicted he might be the one. Again, he's shiny and new-looking, that's for sure. He's got youth on his side, except his ideas are old and stale and dangerous. Just want to put that out for those who are progressive in nature or would like to see the country continue to move forward, not backward. This is my take. The Republicans are entitled to it, and as you know, I like to have common ground here and have all kinds of people enter the fray. So you don't have to agree with me. I'm just putting out my feelings. Love to hear yours. Twitter feed is AB Wright. Phone line is 347-857-4505. No real surprises in terms of the dropouts so far. We only have two official. Martin O'Malley on the Democratic side has dropped out. People thought early in the evening that Ben Carson was going to drop out because he signaled that he might by saying a weird thing that he was going to come out and talk to his people at 9:15. I don't even know if he did he? They didn't show it, if he did. But he said he was going, regardless of the results, he was headed home to Florida to pick up some shirts. Strange, right? Well, he said some strange things along the way. And then, by the way, he was taking a little hiatus. He wasn't going to go to New Hampshire, again, regardless of the results. His next stop would be the National Prayer Breakfast. Okay, so that sounds like he's dropping out. He still came in fourth, got 9% of the vote, and apparently during the night, before the caucus was over, Steve King, who was kind of a surrogate for Ted Cruz, was tweeting that it looks like Carson's out. I hope we get the votes to Cruz. Now, this doesn't really seem like a dirty trick to me, but who knows? Carson campaign came back and said they're not dropping out, and it was a dirty trick to pull that. Who knows? They were already in the caucus, so I don't know if anybody saw it. Of course, people can take their devices with them, I assume. In any event, he says he's still in. I suspect he'll be dropping out in short order. But O'Malley dropped out, and also on the dropout list, Mike Huckabee. Yeah, Mike Huckabee was signaling he might drop out earlier in the day when he was on cable shows and said, well, you know, things are just this timing, and if you want anger, I'm not your guy. Yeah, you don't want anger. You want that big, fat smile on your face as you denounce Beyonce, Natalie Portman, and call for Uncle Sugar. I'm going to miss him. He'll probably be back on Fox News or the radio. But in the meantime, say goodbye to Huckabee with the capital stick.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, as we know, several of the Republican candidates have dipped their toes in the waters of moderation and are therefore not fit to lead this party down the path of righteousness. And I have seen a vision. I said I have seen a vision. Let me tell you a little about it. When the GOP's in times of trouble, Jerry Falwell comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, Huckabee. And in our dark tower, he is standing right in front of me. There will be an answer Huckabee. Now voters of Super Tuesday, voters who have an evangelical persuasion, I think it is time. I said I think it is time that we have a Baptist minister in the White House. Can I have an amen? Thank you, brothers and sisters. It is now my supreme privilege to introduce to you the most reverend Mike Huckabee.
GOP, hear my plea, it is me, Huckabee. I am standing next to G.O.D.
He'll proudly show the Ten Commandments.
Though Bill Clinton questioned me, isn't that one too many? Not for me. I threw my halo in the ring now. Ask yourself and you'll agree. Who would Jesus vote for? Huckabee.
I was blind, now I see. Huckabee, yeah, Huckabee. Float like a butterfly, but sing like a Huckabee.
Pitiful. 1,000 people freezing their butts off waiting to worship a rat. What a hype.
Be the stupidest person on the face of the earth.
Here comes Ted Cruz and the Tea Party Trio.
We are the hard crazed right. Our mouths are foaming like a dog. We are by far way white. It's like we're living in a fog.
And the first thing we should do, Obama, we gotta sue.
What do we feel? All spite. You know we were all day to cut your taxes and let you pray. Rewrite the Constitution our way and stop the welfare giveaway.
Black women, we hear your voice and you can still be pro-choice.
After a 9-month delay.
Show talking about Ted Cruz and the hard crazed right and their farewell song to Mike Huckabee. Huckabee, love it. Also, a couple of other fun songs, including Secondhand News, what I call the Brian Williams tune from Fleetwood Mac. That, by the way, a not so well, I guess it's a forgotten 45, it could be, for Jess and both of the Staple Singers. They did a great soulful, cool rendition of the 1960s Buffalo Springfield classic, For What It's Worth. Yeah, it resonates today, doesn't it? There's something happening here, for sure. And for Mike Huckabee, Martin O'Malley, and I dare say several other Republican candidates in short order, but not yet, John Mellencamp. I'm not running anymore. On the Twitter feed at AB Rights, Karen says, so happy it's almost time to say goodbye to Carly Fiorina, Ben Carson, Chris Christie, don't want to see them or any of the others on TV anymore. Yeah, well, I don't know. So far, the only ones, as I said, Mike Huckabee has bowed out. Ben Carson, he says he's on to New Hampshire, as they all are. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's not on to New Hampshire, but the other people all are. Yeah, there you go. I was up late, too, watching the caucus ruckus. by the way. Can you tell? Yeah, I think you can. Also on the Twitter feed, Davey writes, Les chiming in. Oh, this is kind of mean, Les. I don't know. He says, well, Huckabee's out. Time to go home and write another diet book. Wow, did he get fat on the road. Ooh, don't hit a man when he's down. But I think they all do because he's eating a lot of fast food and stuff. It's not that great. And Pinky chimes in, I'm so very happy Hillary won Iowa. Well, yeah, kind of, but it's a squeaker. It's kind of neck and neck. It's pretty much a dead heat, and it gets to do recounts and all that other kind of stuff. But in any event, on they go. And bye-bye to those who are gone and who will continue to go. And I guess that's good news for Marco Rubio on the Republican end. Here's Jody Messina on the Andy with Hercules Show.
Boy, you sure look good there, standing in the doorway in the sunset light. Maybe I read you wrong, thinking you could be my Mr. Right. I was putting my heart and soul on the line. Said you needed some time, just a little more time to make up your mind. Well, it's been long enough.
Thank you.
living in stories, living in books. Nothing wrong with that, right? Grace Slick and Jefferson Starship play on love on the Amy Beth Berkley Show for Dondi. Lots of folks thinking about all that great Jefferson Airplane, Jefferson Starship music in the wake of Paul Kantner's passing last week. Good song. Good choice, Dondi. Haven't heard that one in a while. And Bye Bye from Joe DiMessina, waving bye bye to some of the candidates so far. More in the offing as we head to New Hampshire and beyond. On the Twitter feed at AB Writes, Seth says, well, Hillary will lose New Hampshire for sure, but I think she'll run the table after that. Well, maybe. We'll see. I don't know. I think Bernie's got some big mo going on into New Hampshire, and I think he's the favorite son from Vermont. He probably will win, has a big lead in the polls, but the polls are not always right, as we know. So we'll see what happens as it goes. The Dems have a big debate. Head and heart, I always say, no magic wand when you enter that Oval Office. Just keep that in mind. What are your plans, and how are you going to get there, Bernie Sanders, with such a divided Congress? You know, I love to dream big, too, but I want to see some changes, and I want to keep pace. There was a very thoughtful young man, a college student who was caucusing for the first time, apparently had been on, I think, Andrea Mitchell's show last week or whenever to talk about how he was undecided. He was deciding between Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton, and as we all know, Bernie Sanders has an overwhelming lead among young people. And he went through this whole process. He said, well, he finally came on and he finally decided who he was going to caucus for. And he said he did some research, and then he revealed by pulling off his jacket, the T-shirt, and I figured he's going to go for Bernie. But he had a Hillary T-shirt, and he had a very reasoned explanation that he said, well, I have to think about it. Who could win? We have to have a Democrat. We can't impede the progress. He talked about the Supreme Court, something I always talk about. And I was very heartened to hear that because I think young people getting involved and doing the research and voting not just with their hearts but also with their heads, you know, in concert with their heads, use both of those things and see what will really propel victory and therefore those changes. Because if Bernie runs and he frankly is too left to win the general, and maybe he can win the general, I don't know, but if you do, you know, you want to hedge your bets and say he can't, you still want to get those changes done. That's where I'm at. So we have to think about that. We have to be practical and progressive at the same time. Head and heart, there was a great, I think I posted the link earlier this week, from Joan Walsh on Salon, talking about doing both, voting with your head and your heart, and how voting for Hillary can actually reconcile both of those things. So just putting it out there. I'd love to hear what you think. AB writes on the Twitter feed, phone line 347-857-4505. As we switch gears, oh, by the way, the groundhog, somebody chimed in, who was that? Paulie said, I'm great the groundhog thinks it's early spring, but he has a bad track record, Punxsutawney Phil. Well, yeah, he does, actually. I did a little research on this, and we found out that Phil has a 45% accuracy rate. But don't fret, because Staten Island Chuck, the groundhog in New York, who bit the mayor, he has an 80% success rate, and he also did not see a shadow. So I'm going with that early spring thing, even though we've had early spring pretty much around here except that one snowstorm. Let's keep it that way. It's about 40 degrees in New York, I think. It was like 55 yesterday. Wacky El Nino winter weather, for sure. But some crazy storms out in the Midwest, including Iowa, got hit by a big storm, so they had trouble getting out of town to head to New Hampshire. It's crazy. This whole winter thing and primary season and why we vote the way we vote, it's mind-boggling. It really is. So anyway, switching gears to our Inspiration Action Challenge success story. Tess in Washington State somewhere, I'm not sure what city, she says she's writing poetry, and get this, she says, you really stoked my creative juices. I think I'm going to head back to school and take up filmmaking. I'm really inspired now. It works. Hey, I'm glad it works for you, Tess. Good luck with it. Please keep us posted. Hey, if the Inspiration to Action Challenge is working for you, please send me a missive over at the website, Amy Beth Arkawy, A-R-K-A-W-Y, easy access via the Twitter feed. And tell us about it. We'll be happy to give you a shout-out because, you know, it spurs other folks on, too, I think. Hope it does. And on the other hand, you need some cajoling. You need a little revving up of your creative engine. I can help you with that, too. We'd love to start a creative coaching, counseling conversation. Give me a week or so to connect, though, and we will hopefully get you back on the right path. And while you're at the website, you can peruse my stories. The Eliza Gordon Mysteries, Killing Time and Dead Silent are both available now for ebook and paperback. And book three, we're working on the cover. We're doing the edits. Should be out this spring. Get ready. So dive in now if you haven't. You can also pick up the Cozy Cat Press group mystery, Chasing the Codex. I'm happy to be part of that. It is a cozy thriller. A whole bunch of authors got together and we did like a tag team approach. So interesting experiment. Think it worked. Check it out. Tell me your opinion. As we try to build everybody up, Buttercup, on the Amy Beth Arkawy Show.
I'll be over at 10, it's only time and again, but you're late. I went around and then I run to the door. I can't take anymore without you. You let me down again. Baby, baby, try to find a little time and I'll make you happy. I'll be home, I'll be beside the phone waiting for you. I'm a toy, but I could be the boy you adore. If you just let me know. Although you are through, I'm attracted to you all the more. Why do I need you so? Baby, baby, try to find a little time and I'll make you happy. I'll be home, I'll be beside the phone.
No rest, don't know how I work all day. When will I learn? Memories get in the way. I walk around, I can't hear a sound, folks talking loud, but I don't see at all. I gotta get away, gotta get away. I don't
know where to go.
Mind some other time, but I still have today. I gotta get away, gotta get away. I don't
know where to go. It's hopeless, so I can't now leave it alone.
These people play night or day, they're just not matching what they should do.
Took my time,
'cause I felt so all alone.
Not far away,
I heard a funny sound. Took a look around and I
could see her face.
Smile as she came calling out my name. So I
know where to go. We'll take it slow and I'll call it a day.
And now for someone completely indifferent.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. I don't care how much money I gotta spare. Got to get back to my baby. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me. I got to get back to my baby once more. Anyway, yeah, a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see? I got to get back to my baby once more. Anyway, yeah, a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a going home.
Low rent friends are dead. This life can be very strange.
Dan. That one for Eric, Kid Charlemagne on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. The box office and the letter. I think Hillary wishes she wrote more things by longhand and stuck them in envelopes. I'm telling you, that email thing, it's going to be dogging her till the bitter end, I'm afraid. Games People Play To from the Spinners. And for Daisy, a Forgotten 45 from the Foundations and Build Me Up Buttercup. Hey, you have an oldie? You have a hankering to hear? We'd love to play it for you if we can find it and it fits in. Send me a little missive over at the Twitter feed at AB Writes, hashtag Forgotten45, or at the website, amybetharkowee.com. Want to be a guest on the show, by all means, there's a place to go, too, as we're always looking for compelling storytellers. Speaking of great stories, tomorrow we will celebrate the legacy and the stories of Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and the Big Bopper, a special re-airing Wednesday edition of the show as we rebroadcast our ArtsWire Top Pick show, The Day the Music Died. Tomorrow, live at noon, thereafter on podcast. Don't forget, all the shows are archived for podcast. Follow us at the BTR site. Also, you can get it at Mixcloud, Stitcher, and select editions of the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show on PopNet and the Arts Radio Network. Thank you so much for playing with us in real time. Keep it going via Twitter at AB Writes. You can also follow our producer, Trudy Hart, at Radio Trudy. Friend me on Facebook, and we'll keep the show rolling. Indeed. Hey, whatever you do, wherever you go, please drive safe, play nice, dream big. I hope you come back and see us on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show as we head out of town on the way to New Hampshire, no doubt, on a two-lane highway. Take care.
Soon it will be time to go. I don't want to leave, I guess you know. Maybe something new will come about, and I can come home for just a few more days. Get off this let's go.